An imminent surge in cheap wind and solar generation is tipped to generate a widespread drop to the cost of power for consumers. That's a prediction cautiously welcomed by Matthew Warren of the Australian Energy Council, the body representing major electricity companies.
It may be that we're seeing the peak of electricity prices, and that will really depend now on our ability to land workable climate and energy policy to lock these lower prices into the future.
The relief forecast by the Australian Energy Market Commission follows a year of big power price hikes. These have been driven by the closures of Hazelwood and Northern coal-fired power stations in Victoria and South Australia and the high cost of gas. Nationally, power prices have surged an average of almost 11%. But in the 2 years from mid-2018, they're predicted to fall back 12%. On a state-by-state basis, most states will see prices drop, but the savings are varied. Victoria will see the biggest relief, with a 16.4% fall, followed by New South Wales with the next biggest drop. Western Australia and the Northern Territory will see prices rise by 12.6% and 5%, respectively. The predominantly good news for household budgets did come with a caveat from the Energy Market Commission. If new government policies aren't pursued and new generation and storage isn't built, the power price roller coaster will continue. That's a warning echoed by energy expert David Leach.
Despite all the new renewable generation, a lot of that's coming in Queensland and South Australia, when it's really probably needed more in New South Wales and Victoria right now. And those states are relying on a few very old coal generators, and if one of them breaks down, power prices won't be going down.